Blog Talk Radio.
Out of sight to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Up my eyes, all God's children just stand.
Yeah. Stand.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Whoa.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted. Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand, everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Hallelujah. First and foremost, let me acknowledge my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My wife, Lady Diane Strong, came by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, in the archives, or however it might be that you reach our broadcast on today. God bless you. We come forth today in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to thank you for your donations and your support to the ministry in the name of Jesus under SaulDavid1968@yahoo.com for anyone who cares to support our ministry. And we do truly thank you for we do take those that you bring forth to our ministry, and we do continue to pay it forward, continue to put forth and put back into the community. Yes, we do. Dave and Diane, Ministry and Friends, have a ministry at Monument of Hope and Deliverance where we are actively involved in the ministry, clothing, feeding, and after this pandemic issue is in the midst, which we sure it will not be, but the best we can, we'll be there for all those in need as best we can with what we have. And so that's where we are. Praise God. Once again, God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. Join us on today. I want to say hello to all those in the name of Jesus that have been praying for us throughout this winter time. We've been praying for you as well. But now it's time to come on out. Come on out. The springtime is here. It's time to step on out in this new time, in a new attitude, a new spirit, but a strong spirit. Continue to let him continue to get praised, that he is worthy to be praised. We didn't come forth on this weekend with the word yet. You know, we've been continuing forth, giving the word as we have nonstop. And we thank God for you for joining in and listening unto us. Yeah, we took a break for a moment, if you will, to kind of get some collective thoughts as God continues to deal with me as well. I love the Lord. God continues to work with me, continues to take me to new levels. And spiritually, I pray that God continues to use me. I share this with you to let you know that God has called me to a mighty work. And of this mighty work, we have to take on responsibility of praying for others and understanding how spirit realm is and how people live and recognizing that we do not war against flesh and blood. This is why this is mentioned, is that many of us throughout the day, we need to pray for somebody. And I felt need in my spirit to labor in prayer and seek the face of God for those laboring diligently and those that are suffering. So much of what I mentioned just recently is time taken aside for my God. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. But the one thing is, you keep that perfection where it is, injecting it all. Like my testimony is that we must take time to pray, and that's where my time has been taken. So continue to pray for me as I move forward in the God, as a man of God, and as a husband, and as a father now. I pray that we continue to move forward and grow stronger. And I want to say hello to a minister, Andrew Orlander, out in Los Angeles, California. We want to give a shout out to him and his wife, in the name of Jesus, and his baby girl, who are so big, so big, so big. God bless you, Andrew, and your family. Once again, this is Elder David Shaw. We're going to come forth and give you the word from reading the book from Genesis to Revelation. Now, that is a ministry within itself. It's nothing else. But we thank God for being able to do that trust and to give time to the Lord no matter what. That's give time to the Lord. And we take time to read the book of Revelation to Genesis Genesis to Revelation. I'm ready to get to the end of it. Again, praise God. But we're in chapter 19 in the book of Leviticus. Chapter 19, the book of Leviticus. Now, once again, we mentioned in the past that we love the Lord, we love each and every one of you, and we are not perfect. But yet we'll come upon words that we feel kind of tongue twisted on, you know, so our pronunciation or how we understand it to be. But some of you may be eloquent with all this. If we pronounce it where you feel as if it's not eloquent enough, forgive us, continue to pray for us, and we still love you. Amen. So with that being said, God bless. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We praise you, we glorify you today. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for we continue to be obedient to what you call for us to do. And we continue to place you first on this day. Thank you, and our Lord of Lords and God, King of Kings, helping us to get it right and do right. In Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 19, the book of Leviticus. Let us read. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I am the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fill every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not into idols. Turn not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice, a peace offering unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it. And tomorrow, and if you ought remain unto the third day, it is an abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that is eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed things of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the fruit of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean all vineyards, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and strangers. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of the God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put the stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear the God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. shall in any wise rebuke any neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against their children, thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with thy first kind. Thou shalt not sow filled with mingled seed, neither shall a garment mingled of linen of holy come upon thee. And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman that is a bondwoman, bondmaid, betrothed to a husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scorned. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he has done. And the sin which he has done shall be forgiven him. And when ye shall come unto the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, the fourth thereof shall be holy to please the Lord. What? Withal. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe time. Ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shalt thou moor the corners of thy gray beard. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any mark upon you. I am the Lord. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek other wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not stranger that dwelt with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do good and righteousness. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. in many yards, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weight, a just F, and a just him shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them. Chapter 20. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Melech, he shall surely be put to death, of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against the man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given off his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary, my holy name. And if the people of the land be any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Melech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Melech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as hath familiar spirits and after riches, to go a whoring after them. I will even set my face against his soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourself, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. For I am the one that curseth his father or his mother, shall be certain be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, and his blood shall be upon him. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer, and the adulterer shall surely be put to death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be them, and if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought conceiving. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man also lie with a mankind, as he has with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be put and be burnt with fire, both of them. Let there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. And if a woman approacheth unto any beast and lie down there too, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and see his nakedness, it is the wicked thing. And they shall be cut off in the sight of it. He shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain. And she hath uncovered her fountain upon her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among the people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovered his near sin, and shall bear her iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, he shall bear their sin. They shall die child. The man shall take his brother's wife. It is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be child. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land neither I bring ye to dwell therein, spew ye not out, and ye shall not walk in the manner of the nation which I cast out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I adore them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you possessed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which hath separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowl and clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beasts, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I am the Lord. I am holy, and have served you from other people, that ye should be mine. A man also, or woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the chief and the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, for his kin that is near unto him, that is for his mother and for his father, for his son and for his daughter and for his brother, nigh unto him which hath had no husband, for her may be defiled, but he shall not be defiled himself, being a chief man, a chief man among his people, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of it, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy for their God, and not profane the name of their God. For the offerings of the Lord made by fire, the bread of their God, and the offerings therefore they shall be holy. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, nor shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto his God. Thou shalt sanctify him therefore, for he offereth the bread of thy God. He shall be holy unto thee. For I am the Lord, which sanctify you, am holy. And the daughter of the priest profane herself by playing the whore. She profane her father. She shall be burnt with fire. And he that is high priest among the brethren, upon his head the anointing oil was poured. And that is consecrated to put on the garment shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes, neither shall he go in for his mother, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or profane, or a harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, the Lord, do sanctify him. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be that thy seed in their generation that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever a man be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach a blind man, or a lame, or he that have a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crooked-backed, or dwarf, or that have a blemish in his eye, or be surveyed, or scabby, or have his stone broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest shall come nigh to offer the offering of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the vile, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuary. For I am the Lord, he sanctified them. And Moses told it unto Aaron, and to his son, and unto all the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his son, and to thy separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name, in how in those things which thou hallow unto me, I am the Lord. Say unto them, whosoever to be of your seed among your generation that goeth unto the holy things which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having this uncleanness upon him, that shall soul shall be cut off from our presence. I am the Lord. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy thing until he be clean. And whoso touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man seed goeth from him, or whosoever touches any thereby, he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until eve, and shall not eat of holy things unless he wash his flesh with water. He shall be clean and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself or is torn with beast, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep my ordinances, lest they bear sin for it and die. Therefore, if they profane it, I, the Lord, do sanctify them. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. I, sojourner to the priest of the hired servant, shall not eat only of the holy thing. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it. And he that is born of his house, they shall eat of his meat. If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, he shall not eat of any offering of the holy thing. But if the priest's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no children, and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy things unwittingly, then he shall put the sixth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy things. And they shall not profane the holy things of the said children of Israel, which they offer unto the Lord, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things, for I, the Lord. And the Lord spoke on the Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his son, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, whatsoever he be well offered, the house of Israel, or the stranger of Israel, that will offer his oblation of all his foes, and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer unto the Lord for the burnt offering. You shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the beef, of the sheep, or of the goat. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be accepted for you. And whosoever the Lord to accomplish his vow or his free will offering in seed or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a whim or a scurvy or a scribble shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them unto the altar unto the Lord, either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous of lacking, or his part, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering, but for a vow, it shall be not be accepted. It shall not be accepted. Ye shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised, or crushed, or broken, or cut. Neither shall ye make any offering thereof in your land. Neither for the stranger's sin shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of you, because their corruption is in them, being them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days until the dam. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Whether it be cow or he, ye shall not kill it, and your young both in 1 day. And we, ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Offer it at your own will. On the same day, it shall be eaten up. You shall leave none of it in the morning. I am the Lord. Therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallowed you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be with your God. I am the Lord. Praise God. That's going to conclude our reading for this evening. Mark 22nd, 21. Thanks for joining us on today. God bless you. We have a caller. Praise God.
Hey, Pastor Charles Andrew, calling out of LA. Thanks for the Bible. Thanks for the Bible reading today, man. I just wanted to send out a quick reminder today at 6 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 o'clock Eastern. I'll be having my guest speaker come on the show this evening. She's gonna have a good amount of callers call in, and it's gonna be a good show. It's a female minister. So you don't want to miss out on the word. It's going to be nice. It's going to be great. So she'll be calling
Praise
in. I'll open up the show the first couple minutes, and we'll take it from there. But don't miss out. Thanks, Pasha.
All right. Praise God. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Take as much time as you need. Man, bring the spirit, man. It's awesome. See, praise God. We look forward to hearing that. That's Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God, as mentioned, he's got a guest speaker. We have a guest speaker coming on this evening. Amen, and we want you to join us. So without any further ado, we want to thank you for joining us on today. We're going to turn back into our current show and ask that you be blessed, and we'll see you. God bless you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,